We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant. In fact, I'm excited to welcome first my co-host, Kim Sorrell, author of Love Is. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest today. Here's the reason why. I mean, you talk about somebody that's creating an empire over here. I'm excited. We've been talking to so many of the stars of Pure Flix movies and different things, and I'm excited to learn more about this guy. So go ahead, Kim, and introduce our guest.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. I'm doing great. And I have been so excited for this because, yes, an empire is being created, but it's an empire for the kingdom of God. And that is something very unique and very special and so wonderful. I know that so many lives are being touched by Michael Scott and everybody else who works for Pure Flix. So I am so proud and happy to introduce you, Michael Scott, CEO and co-founder of Pure Flix. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor to be on. Thanks so much.
Oh, the honor is more yours. I'm going to go first question, Kim. I want to talk about how did you come up with this idea? I mean, seriously, because you're thinking about it. I have 6 kids of my own and certain shows they just should not be watching because specific things. And it's just, you know, when you're an adult, you can watch some of that content. But at the other times, it's good content, just a few things that are put in to a movie. Is that how you kind of came up with the idea?
Well, you know, it really started, you know, before we had the streaming service, Pure Flix, we did a lot of theatrical movies. And it's a wonderful thing. You know, we see people love to go to the theater. They maybe go once a month, maybe once a quarter, once a year. But what we really realized, if we're going to touch people's lives, we know that people come home at night. A lot of times that TV will be turned on. It'll run right through the dinner hour until they go to sleep. Or now it's our phones, right? You know, we are connected to media all day. And so we wanted to be able to have something that we could touch people's lives wherever they're at. And that's was kind of the genesis of PureFlix, the app. And it's a streaming service that you can get on any device, anytime, anywhere. And we have thousands of God-honoring titles, both movies, television series, documentaries that will uplift the whole family. And especially at Christmas time, some incredible content coming.
Oh my word. I looked at your Christmas lineup. I looked at part of your Christmas lineup because it is extensive. How many films do you have coming out?
Oh gosh, there's a couple hundred in there, and we have over, about 15 exclusive films that are coming out. And so you can get everything. Some of you, you know, we got Lifemark coming to the service November 22nd with Kirk Cameron. We got another film from Kirk Cameron, Saving Christmas, Angelic Christmas, one with Karen Abercrombie. And so there's some great titles coming, but not also for the family, but also for those kids too. We have tons of stuff around Christmas for the kids, great cartoons from VeggieTales and other ones that people can watch and really get around as a family.
And Michael, did you think that was going to explode like this? I mean, especially when you had that idea as a co-founder.
At first, when you kind of wade into something, you're never quite sure, right? But then as we started to get into it after a few months, you started to get comments back. Thank you so much for doing this. You touched my life. This show changed me, or this program met me right where I needed to be met and gave me some really valuable information, advice, just uplifted their spirit. So we saw that all the time. So we knew we were onto something. And I think in today's media culture, you're bombarded with all of this, the negative stuff, the sex, the violence, and other types of things that just are not God honoring. And this is a place where you can come, you can feel safe, and you know what's on here is going to ultimately be pointing you towards Christ.
And I can say, as a mother and a grandmother, there is nothing better than to know that you can turn a channel on and don't have to be hovering over.
That's right.
To see if you have to turn it off, right? Yeah.
So right. It's how so often wonderful. The kids sneak away into, you know, the YouTube and all these things, and you're like, what am I hearing out of that thing? You know? And so this, you can give them the controller, you can let them go crazy, they can watch whatever they want, whether it be cartoons, movies, whatever, and it's gonna be safe. And you don't have to worry. You can, especially during this holiday season, it can be so busy, you know, you're getting gifts ready, you're cooking the meals, Thanksgiving, everything like this. This is something that you can really let them know that it's safe, and you can do get done what you need to with the kids.
And with the online movement and seeing specifically things, I think the feedback from your fans is such an important thing, isn't it, Michael? So ultimately what programming to put on and what new originals to come out and create, right?
You know, for us, you know, we look at all of our members, they're part of our community, right? We want to be able to share feedback with them and vice versa. And we can talk, whether it be in social and other channels. And so I think forming that community is really important. And when people get on there and talking about each of the titles and what have you.
That's so true. You know, I think now more than ever, especially after COVID, community is huge. And TV has certainly been a part of community, but not necessarily in the right way.
Well, so, you know, how often you go to work, or you go somewhere, people talk about the latest HBO show or whatever it is, you know, and or show. I said, why can't they be talking about a really great faith-based show that they saw? Something that really is a, you know, especially during the Christmas time, what better time to do that? You know, one of the great shows we have on there, we have the new season of The Chosen as well, which is a great show. And you're getting into Christmas. You want to learn more about Jesus's life and what have you. What a great thing to turn on and kind of watch. And I think it's just, there's all types of shows like that. And I think there's probably a lot of shows that people haven't seen, maybe haven't heard about, that you're going to see on PureFlix. So lots of new content too, not just old content.
And you're definitely bringing old content on as well, right? And
yeah, absolutely.
Because that was the premise of the beginning of PureFlix, right? You know, right. To do that.
I don't think anybody really has curated a faith library like we have of content, faith and family. And so all the classic titles that you've seen in theaters through the years, we have many of those titles and new titles. Every month we bring in new exclusive titles, new originals, both series. So if you want to watch a TV series and settle into something that you can watch multiple episodes of, you can do that. Or if you want to find the right movie at the right time, we have that as well. So it's perfect.
Yeah, well, and Christian films have changed a great deal, I have to say, from my youth. And the quality of the films is bar none. Like what you are doing is change the industry.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to bring out more originals, better quality. We just had Legacy Peak on our service, and it's on there now with Lucas Black, Nothing is Impossible, David A.R. White. So some great new titles, but high quality titles too. Titles that you can sit down and say, wow, that was really, really good. And so I think people will enjoy the quality of films. And film, the Christian filmmaking has come so far from going back 15, 20 years ago. And we're seeing better acting, better production value, better stories. And I think they're ultimately reaching into people's lives and touching them at a time when they need it most.
Are you guys looking at streaming, sir, also like series as well for PureFlix?
Absolutely. You know, I think people, you know, everybody's a little different. Some people like movies, some people like series. So we have both. We have documentaries and other types of shows. So we cover the gambit, you know. And, you know, I say also, for the guys out there, you want a little action adventure, you want some of those things, we have titles like that as well. We have tons of titles for any of the moms out there, any of the females out there, we have great titles for them. So we try to cover the gamut from the kids to the men, to the women, everything. And no matter what age you are, if you're a grandmother or it's a young kid, we have something for you.
Yes. Well, and the star quality also, I mean, you're drawing some pretty big names to come and do your movies.
Yeah. And, you know, just had Kirk, we have Kirk Cameron's movie come, Lucas Black. We're constantly shooting new movies. So we got new stuff that we're shooting even right now we got coming up. So just a lot of exciting. We want to keep it fresh. We want to keep it new for the member.
All right. Day in the life of you. How's that day start and how does it end being a CEO? Because again, the C-suite is such a challenging position, especially with the growth of where you guys have come from the beginning. But explain that kind of day in the life.
It's their long days and it's a lot of work to do this. But you know what? It's a blessing for me, you know, to be able to hear the feedback of members that are getting touched all over the country, Canada, U.S., and to be able to see that is an honor. That's what keeps you going to want to do more and more. And so, you know, day in the life, a lot of phone calls sometimes, you know, sometimes we're doing interviews. I'll be interacting with the content makers for the movies and different things like that. we'll be talking about too. One of our big things is too, how do we create more community for the members so they can talk and share their thoughts and ideas and all of those types of things? Because we don't want this just to be a place where you come and consume content. We want to be this a place where we're in a relationship with that member. And so that they can give us feedback, we can give them feedback on what's coming and what's happening and really touch their lives or their families.
You've hit the nail on the head. If you can create community in PureFlix, it's a game changer. You will have customers forever and happy customers because the communities aren't being created by companies. It's more personal brand. And if companies can figure out that break and breaking point, say, okay, as a brand that's a company, we can create communities. It's a game changer. You know, Seth Godin's big about tribes. And if you guys can create a tribe at PureFlix, and it looks like you are, and that's probably next what you're striving for is that kind of opportunity, I think.
And we want to create those tribes in that community because ultimately the larger our community is, the larger our tribes, whatever you want to call them, it's the more we have and the more people interacting means the more shows we can bring, the more lives we can touch, and better shows for that matter. So it's a great thing. So we're a big believer in that. And I think during this Christmas time, coming together, family, friends, you know, watching a great show and being inspired is a great way for us.
You know. All right. Kim has a quick question about Love Is. Go ahead, Kim, with your question.
Yeah. So Michael, a few years ago, I lived a year, dedicated a year in search of the true meaning of love, because it seems to be this mystery, right? But John says that God is love. So what does that really mean? So I took 1 Corinthians 13 and I took one word a month to figure out what is love that is patient? What is love that is kind? Most of the time I was on the streets of Haiti. I know you've got a brother who is out in the mission field, I think still, right?
Yes.
And so, so you know, it's a different dynamic when you're in a country like Haiti. And anyway, so the things that I found out about love just blew my mind. And I know that love has got to play a part in this because it's a passion for you. It's not just a job for you. And so what does that look like for you?
You know what? I think, you know what? I love all of our members first starting there. You know, if we can touch them, bring great content into them and show that love of Christ. Ultimately, that's the greatest honor that, you know, we could possibly have. And I think we're seeing that happen in different members' lives and what have you. And so it's super exciting. And especially at this Christmas time, you know, without love at Christmas time, what is there? You know, that's what Jesus talked about that all the time. And so as we go into this Christmas season, I think that's the foundation for a lot of our faith and what we have. And so it's so important. And I'm so excited. Every Christmas season that comes, you can't beat it.
Exactly. Okay. Best place to find PureFlix is just go right to the app and download it right today. Or
yes, you know what? Go on. So whatever device you have, whether you have a smart TV, you're on your iPhone, an iPad, or Roku, or whatever device, we have PureFlix on it. Search PureFlix, download the app, sign up, one monthly fee, or you can do an annual plan. You get access on any device, anytime, anywhere, and you can watch as much content as you want. So it's an incredible thing. You can also go on the web at PureFlix.com. Once again, PureFlix.com and sign up, and you'll be blessed this Christmas season. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to you guys and Merry Christmas to all our members or anybody listening.
We appreciate it. Thanks again, Michael.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.